I love the podcast, but prefer the episodes that relate more to the younger teenagers. When did the 13 Again podcast change to becoming a promotion for the Max and Harvey brand? Harvey originally said it was Tilly's podcast about being 13. Will Tilly even be on the next season of the podcast once you drop your new music? When Harvey's talking about himself needing downtime and being busy, he doesn't take into account that Tilly has been in school all day, has homework, and usually has rehearsals too. Teenagers watching this will relate to Tilly if they already have busy schedules and parents slash siblings who dismiss them like Harvey did.
Let's go. Now. Go. Go.
It's time to face. Oh God, that's... The Philip! Do you want to know who Philip is?
I want to get on.
I'm getting on. That's my question.
We're just straight in.
Just tell me who Philip
Who's
is.
Who's Philip?
So... have you guys ever lost yourselves in a loophole of TikTok lives?
No.
No.
Okay. I did it for...
TikTok search bar, yes.
I did it for the second time. I really don't scroll through lives that much. No. But last night, I gave it
Sounds
a go.
Sounds like you do.
No, and I... But no, no.
And then when we said no, he decided...
I splashed out this time. And sorry, in advance, I spent some money. But... I don't know how the coins work.
So I bought us some coins actually recently so that we could gift people because...
I spent some of them.
How many?
Anyway.
oh no.
So, luckily, I did not give too many to Philip. There were some great things that I saw. There were these guys somewhere in Africa doing wonderful dances.
Yep.
They took a lot of our money.
I'm okay with that.
They were phenomenal. Just yep. fantastic. I've forgotten their names. I feel bad. Philip, however. Philip is a man, best guess, between 60 and 70. Bro was topless, first of all. And so I was like, okay.
How's that got
so
passed?
So you just went, okay, yeah. Coin.
No, hang on.
Get this man some coin.
I'm getting there. Because I was on the live and I'm nothing but supportive in the comments when I'm, because, you know, we've got to watch our backs. I'm not a negative person anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm always supportive towards people. I was being stupendously supportive.
When he knows he's being watched.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was being nice, sort of said hi, was like, I'm so here for this, Philip.
How many people were watching, roughly?
50.
Okay, that's good.
Kind of thing.
Solid numbers.
And so Philip then, he read out my comment. I was like, great, I've been noticed by Philip. And so, but after he read out my comment, he went, you could gift Max. And I was like, I've never been threatened like that before. However,
doesn't
Philip-
sound like a threat.
I shall bite. I sent him one rose. And then- what happened was everyone started thirsting quite largely for Philip in the comments. And all I did, right, was say in the chat, damn, chat be thirsty for Philip.
Yeah.
That was it. We are now blocked by Philip.
That's, wow.
I genuinely sat there and laughed for about a minute. It was ridiculous. I didn't know why that resorted to us getting blocked by him. I don't know how many people we're blocked by on TikTok. But we are blocked by Philip. He does not like us.
Well, you seem to just have like the strongest will in the world to ruin TikTok live streams, not only for us, but for anything we touch.
I was doing so
apparently.
Well everywhere else. Like I was having a field day. Everyone was,
yeah, he was
loving
just going,
the little
yeah,
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rose.
Exactly.
Yeah, Rose.
It's brilliant. It's addictive. I it's not good.
Yeah, well I got someone who was rapping once to say our name in a rap.
Nice.
But because when it comes up it says Max and Harvey official, it's like the and Harvey bit tails off. So she was like Max and who? Like, in her rap, which was really funny. She was like quite a good freestyle rapper as well,
yeah.
But she was also a dancing pickle. So it was like the best thing ever. I have to show you this another time.
Can I track back a little bit though? How much did you spend
on the person that
on the coins? Because there was like 3,000.
Yeah, that's like 30 quid.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly how much
it was.
It was
like 1p per rose. Mm.
I don't know, I'll be honest. It might be, I might have lied. It might be more than that. I don't know how much I bought.
I'm going to check up on that.
Yeah, it's fine. anyway.
Hey, you're the one that spent them.
No, true, but they were there. I was just like, yep.
It's a good job that we were talking about TikTok live streams because I recently have acquired some intel. And I wonder if you can maybe guess what that intel is. But we have a very talented statistics analyst in our fandom that goes by the name of Rosie Reader, a.k.a. Book Me Harder.
Okay.
This person usually tells us how long of the episodes we have of the podcast and, you know, the duration of time that we've recorded.
You're not about to tell me that she's got a stat on the live stream.
She's got stats on how many live streams we've done.
Oh my God.
Who's done the most and how long every person has been in a live stream.
Nah, that's not okay.
I swear. So I'm about to tell you
the length of time. It could be fake.
No, it's not. Because she even said the times are approximate, but they're mostly accurate. So
that's
like,
fair enough. Like, you've got to back that. At the end.
Yeah. Be fake.
It's not. And I'm about to read them to you.
It's going to be within the minute.
So it's from July 2024. So we've got over 6 months, probably 8 or 9 months worth of information. And can we guess, first of all, who's done the most live streams?
I don't know. It might be me, but like it's
but
between
the way Harvey's smirking, it makes me think it might be Harvey.
Oh.
This is the thing. I don't notice when he goes live because I'm not checking my phone and he notices when I go live.
So then he has to one up.
Because I'm always having to do cleanup on whatever Max has said.
So it leads me to believe that over the last 6 months, though.
Who would you have guessed?
He's been more predominant. Wait, what are we guessing?
I would guess who's done the most live streams? So I'll tell you now, we have done a total of 104 live streams since July 2024.
I would say most me, but most time on them is probably you.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
So Max has done the most with 88 live streams.
Go!
Out of 104.
Let's go! 88!
I've obviously done the second most with 83.
That's
so
not bad.
So only five less than you. Tilly has done 45 live streams.
That's not bad.
It's 44 too many.
Dobby has done 36 live streams.
Big up, Dob.
So less than Tilly, but... Not doing bad. he is actually.
Feel free.
In fact, recently...
By the way, Dobby said, I'm coming for you, Tilly.
Yeah.
He didn't hear that.
Yeah. And then Leo has done 18 live streams.
Damn, he's catching you up, by the way.
In terms of hours... And again, when I was adding these up, because I had to take all of the numbers and add them up, I rounded up or down based on, because I couldn't be bothered to do the exact amounts. You've done 75 hours.
70. Oh my God.
And that is the most.
Really?
Let's
go. I am the live stream champion and I don't even really use social media. You're welcome.
I've done 59 hours. Tilly's done 32.
75, 59?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you sit there for like an hour
on your own.
Yeah, because Leo's got 12 hours. That's actually kind of impressive.
That is impressive.
I've got 59, Tilly's got 32, and Dobby's got 19. So there's only 7 hours between Dobby and Leo, but lots of live streams between them.
Because Dobby sometimes comes
Dobby just
for
disappears.
10 minutes and then goes.
I thought that was quite interesting.
That's a really fun stat. I am. Thank you so much, Rosie Reader.
And actually, we can also go a little bit deeper. It's in my camera roll. Hang on.
By the way, if people don't know, we go live on TikTok.
Yes, we go live on TikTok. So in
in
February, that's what I'm about to
40,
get to.
46.
In February, Tilly's done 3 live streams and Leo's done 6.
Ooh, February, Leo's beating you.
February, Leo has less to do than me.
That is true.
Also, in December, Leo did 4 and Tilly did 3.
Ooh, that's our birthday month, Tills.
Oh, I was doing Panto that month.
Those are the only months where Leo's done more than Tilly. Everywhere else, Tilly's done more.
You've got decent excuses. I'll give you that, Tills.
So you did well.
Thanks.
Good job. Good job live streaming.
Could still be more.
Putting the hours in.
You realise that Leo getting more than me really doesn't affect me. I'm glad he's finding something to do with his life.
Tills, we're just having a laugh here at Max and Harvey and Co.
Feel free to subscribe.
And Co.
Your Co.
I'm not Co.
Coco the Clown.
Bringing that back. Rewind. That was good. I liked that. Feel free to subscribe so that you don't miss the almighty time or moment, I guess, when we bring Leo onto the podcast, and
it could just happen at any moment.
You never know when it's going to happen, but please do subscribe. Also, welcome to the 13 Again podcast. We've waited way too long to do that. But just in case you don't know us, I'm Harvey, that's Max, and that over there is Tilly. She's 13.
And I always get introduced last.
Yeah, because you're the best to last.
Save the best till last.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I always give Dobby. But I always give
I give you a bit more
oomph, don't I? And Tilly, like you're the star of the show, you know?
Tilly.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be nice. Do you not appreciate that? I could take it elsewhere if you don't like it.
Take what elsewhere? My name?
Yeah.
I'm just surprised you didn't say Tilly Masoo.
Yeah, that's a better name. And please, please subscribe and like the video as well because it helps
us
massively.
We're actually quitting if we don't get to
100K by your birthday. So, yeah.
And that's in a month in 2 days.
And we can see who doesn't subscribe. We can see every single individual name of the people who are watching and aren't subscribing. So figure it out. Anyway, we last week went to Cats Protection and I wanted to talk about this because it's a charity that is near and dear to both mine and Max's and now Tilly's hearts. She's not been as involved in the past. Yes, and Dobby.
Dobby loves the shit.
But frankly, he's off camera, and if we keep referencing him, I'm going to lose my mind because we'll get him
Dobby.
A camera for the next season. But Cats Protection are great. We've been doing work with them for years, just helping out here and there and trying to spread awareness about helping cats get rehomed because cats do need adopting. You can't always just get a cat as a kitten. I think it's important to try and adopt where you can if you're able.
And they don't make very good burgers, so it's got to be rehomed.
We're not going to put that in the charity reel. So we went and visit Cats Protection. We met some amazing cats. This one cat called Davey, who had one eye and was the friendliest guy in the world, but apparently was a little bit food angry in the way that he would just... Well, not angry. I think angry is a bad word. Food aggressive, I guess.
Yeah.
In which he would just take food if he even got near it, and that was, I guess, the reason that he needed rehoming, was that he needed someone that was a little bit more able to take on that level of cat.
Tills, who was your favorite cat from the day?
I had three.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Ziggy, Davey.
Ziggy.
Ziggy was a little.
Oh, I remember. Erratic. Yeah.
The one that bit me.
Jerry.
Yeah. You liked the one that bit you.
Yeah, because he didn't bite me on purpose.
It was like a nibble, not like a...
No, not like a bite. I didn't mean like a bite. I didn't, yeah. But like, it was like we were playing.
Yeah.
But that's just how I remember him. Because...
But we absolutely loved going around, and we were devastated that we couldn't adopt a cat ourselves because we do desperately want to. But I was going to ask you and you, do we come up with a ploy to just give Sarah and Paul no option?
Well, because I don't think... Weirdly, Dad cares as much as Mum does.
No, he does.
He definitely
does.
He's
the one. He didn't.
He cares more. So Mum is finding a good reason to not have to have another cat, but Dad is the driving force of Mum finding that reason. If she didn't need to find a reason, she probably would have just buckled and let us get another cat.
The problem is that we reckon Pingu, our cat, who we currently have, might not take too well to a new cat, especially if it's not a kitten.
She is a little bit antsy, to be fair.
Yeah, but she's a lovely cat, Pingu. She is very well behaved and very well trained, but she just gets a little bit defensive when something else that she doesn't know comes into her house, which is understandable.
And sorry to bring it up, but if we'd have been left with Curly, we'd have had five more cats and we'd be putting them all against Curly at this point.
Yeah,
because he is hilarious.
He wouldn't care. Yeah.
But he loves other cats.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
Yeah. But I think we do need to figure out a way that we'll do like a PowerPoint presentation like I did that one time I wanted a snake.
That didn't work though.
Didn't work. But you were really against the snake as well, which I don't think helped.
Yeah. Well, it was just me and Dad though. It wasn't Mum and Dad.
For anyone who doesn't know, because I don't think we posted this, I once wanted a snake because someone needed to rehome a snake. And so I made a PowerPoint presentation.
It wasn't bad though. It was Mum's friend who is moving out of a house and downsizing and didn't have enough room, so
they needed to give the snake to a better home.
They told Mum that they would be like giving up, and Mum was like, oh, told the boys, and then they decided they wanted it.
Yeah,
And he was the driving force behind the snake. I would have been fine with a snake. I just didn't want to like to have to look after it. Basically. Oh,
I would have absolutely loved a snake. I'm just devastated that you couldn't be more fun. But you know, these things happen. It's fine.
I do not care. You can say whatever you want to guilt trip me.
Why don't you like snakes?
Have you ever like looked at a snake?
I've seen plenty of snakes.
And have you ever like seen one in real life?
Yes, held. Yeah. Around my neck.
Yeah, but that's different because they're massive like massive anaconda. They're like
no, kind can't of. Can't really train a snake.
Yeah, you can. If you can train a cat, you can train
sit.
A snake.
Maybe roll over.
Well, they can't sit though, can they?
Can't really do paw, can it?
That's like telling a cat with no limbs to sit.
I think a cat with no limbs. Sorry. You turn into burgers at that
point. Oh my god, why was it with you and cats and burgers? They don't. That's not a thing.
I mean, no arms and no legs.
Yep, that's Nugget Cat that you're currently describing.
Yeah.
Can we move on from this?
You can't teach that to sit, can you? That's a snake.
I feel like if you're trying to teach a cat with no limbs tricks at all, you're a bad person.
Listen, I want to circle back just to cover this. If you like cats and you're looking at adopting a cat, please check out Cats Protection. This isn't like an ad or anything. We're not being paid to say this. We just care about the charity.
And they're actually very good at matching cats with homes.
Yes, they're really good at figuring out based on your household and who's there and what you've already got, whether you've got dogs or cats or whatever it is, which type of cat would be best for you.
Because even us talking about Pingu, they were like, they literally said that they had some cats in mind and stuff.
Yeah.
And that even though we didn't even say that we would get one, they were like, if you do want one, we literally have some in mind. Yeah. If you ever wanted one.
So they've got brilliant. Plenty of cats at Cats Protection. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
They've always got new cats coming in. So yeah, please
also,
go and do that.
If you are looking to maybe give up your cat or like don't want your cat anymore, I would suggest giving it to Cats Protection.
That's better than leaving it on the side of the road.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a good thing to say. I wanted to move on slightly because we had a really interesting comment on the last podcast.
Okay.
That I wanted to read out and then get your opinion on.
Oh God, here we go.
So.
This is an end of episode comment shout out, is it?
No, it's not. We've got another one of those. That's fine. Don't worry about it. So the comment said, I love the podcast, but prefer the episodes that relate more to the younger teenagers. When did the 13 Again podcast change to becoming a promotion for the Max and Harvey brand? Harvey originally said it was Tilly's podcast about being 13. Will Tilly even be on the next season of the podcast once you drop your new music? When Harvey's talking about himself needing downtime and being busy, he doesn't take into account that Tilly has been in school all day, has homework, and usually has rehearsals too. Teenagers watching this will relate to Tilly if they already have busy schedules and parents/siblings who dismiss them like Harvey did.
From Tilly Mills.
What? Yeah, this says Tilly Mills commented that.
Why are you commenting that on our podcast?
I want to be your best friend.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not sure you do. That sounds like...
No, because the reason I wanted to read it was because there is some legs to it.
There is a lot of legs to it.
There's a lot to defend, though, as well. But I want you to take this first because I don't want to sway your response to that in any way. So what do you think they've got right?
I kind of missed the end bit.
It was just that he doesn't take into account that Tilly's been in school all day, has homework, and usually has rehearsals too. Teenagers watching this will relate to Tilly if they also have busy schedules and parents/siblings who dismiss them like Harvey did. Do you feel like I dismissed you?
When? I don't know.
I don't even know. I feel, well, that's what I'm saying is that I don't feel like I've ever dismissed you.
I feel like you have.
I wasn't even involved. You didn't. No. Nope.
But
they said siblings/parents.
So what do
you
think?
You are a sibling, are you not?
This is about you and Harvey.
And what, siblings and parents.
Well, what do you think we can do to steer this down a better path then if we're making the mistake of talking about ourselves too much?
I think Tilly should talk more.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I do try, I can't lie. I mean, a second ago, you just went on a tangent and I was like...
which is fair enough. I think, let's do this counselling here.
Yeah,
here
we go.
I do think you talk too much.
I agree.
I think you overdo it and I think you get carried away sometimes. However, majority of the time, it keeps us going and it's very beneficial and it provides good content.
Thanks, man.
There's your piece.
God, here we go.
You absolutely do try on occasion to pitch in. The problem with it is it's not consistent enough for us to... What? I'm trying to help. It's not consistent enough for us to figure out your rhythm. Because we over... Hang on.
I'm a free woman in a free country.
Over... How long have we been doing this? Nine
months, roughly.
Fuck off.
Years.
Our career.
I thought you meant the podcast.
9 years, roughly, that we've been doing this.
11 months.
What, me and Harvey...
The podcast, it's 9 months.
I was thinking of my birthday. We didn't start.
Yeah.
What me and Harvey have subconsciously been doing for the past 9 years is listening to each other and understanding where we can slot our stuff in. So I must admit it's tricky for you. You've got to let me finish,
case
though.
A.
You've got to let me finish. Because, and I've been thrown off now. I'm so annoyed. Shit.
We know how to slot into each other's sentences.
It's trickier because we've already got our rhythm going. So you now have to fit yourself into that. So you have to try even harder to actively listen and figure out where your insert is and how to take control of it.
I couldn't hold my breath for any longer.
But you did this. Great.
Your turn.
See the difference between 9 years and 9 months?
Uh-huh. And if you took the first episode of the podcast and then watched this one, you would be talking probably... I wish she did statistics for how much Tilly talks podcast.
It'd be like...
But...
2%.
It would go like that. The graph would climb up because you are getting so much better at figuring out when to slot in, but also figuring out when to like make jabs at like a time that doesn't then disrupt the conversation, as eloquently done there. But yeah, I think the one thing I wanted to say to defend myself...
This was not about that comment though. This was I thought this was about like...
This was mainly about... I prefer the episodes that relate more to the younger teenagers. When did the 13 Again podcast change to becoming a promotion for Max and Harvey? Now, what I will say, this podcast was absolutely created because we wanted to lift Tilly up and showcase her. Mm-hmm. However, this podcast was created because Max and I wanted to do a podcast. So as much as Tilly is the main character and the main subject of this podcast, I would also argue that it's obvious almost that we did this for us as much as we did it for Tilly.
Also, fuck you, we pay for this.
My time, my fair, money.
Fair. Okay, and that's fair enough. But I don't want this to get too hostile because it's not. And But I just think like we'd be lying if we came out and sort of said we're doing this exclusively for Tilly, because we're not. Everyone on social media does something to either promote their brand or to grow their brand or to get, you know, out there and succeed in the things that they love doing. Mm-hmm. And so as much as it is absolutely for Tilly, and I mean, your socials have just skyrocketed since we started this podcast.
Have they or have they not?
They have.
Yeah. It also massively benefits us because that's like part of it. And so obviously that's why we do it. But have you got something to say?
No, it's just the way you talk is very predictable.
Yeah.
Like you have a rhythm and the way you talk, and I just kind of move my head along to it because I know how you talk and it just, can fit my head in.
But now you've got to actively listen to what he's saying so that you can respond.
Because you'll always know when I'm wrapping up because my tone ends a very similar way every single time.
I hope you guys... I don't think you guys understand that after you talk for a while, I stop listening. And that's why I changed the subject.
That's fair.
It's fair enough. And because you have to listen to us a lot, even off camera. So it's understandable. But what I will say is on an absolute professional level, and this is where it's not harsh, I promise, but it's going to sound a bit harsh. You got to get over that. And you've got to listen to us because that's the job at the end of the day. And you need to figure out how you can actively listen and not just zone out until it's your turn kind of thing. But what would you... Going back to sort of more of what this person's saying, what would you want to bring to the podcast and have as your sort of, you know, thing to make it a bit more about you? Because I absolutely agree. It should be, you know, more of a shared thing. I personally don't think we have to favor Tilly or have to favor you or have to favor me. It happens how it happens. But what I do think we can do is, you know, lean more towards you to allow conversation topics that you would drive. So what Can you think of anything off the top of your head? You don't have to.
Not really.
And there you have it.
And that's the final thing I wanted to cover, is that actually Max and I have been working for so long of our lives now that we're used to being in this routine of, like, we just come back from a recording session in London and we're recording this podcast now. In my mind, that equates to a day of school. As much as it's not maybe as, like, dull and annoying as school, because you don't like school, we like recording.
So you're doing what you enjoy.
Yeah, but it's still work and it's still stressful. So my point being is that we come back and we've got to do a podcast, but I spent my time in the car prepping for the podcast and, like, sorting things out and getting things done. So I know how it's going to run when we come into this. You don't. And that's not your fault. You're 13. We don't expect that from you. But then naturally what's going to happen is we're going to have 10 times more to talk about. You just want to be able to slot yourself in, yap for a bit, and then leave. That's, like, your ideal scenario almost. The more you have to think, the more effort it takes.
You even admitted to it when, when we were talking about you and your friend Isabel, that you yap a lot and she'd know a lot about you because of how much you talk. Am I right?
Yap Central over here. The Yap Meister.
Yapathon.
Big Yap.
Your peesh. Sorry. Right.
So. And then the comment right underneath that said, sitting clothes, why is Harvey so relatable? So,
don't agree.
Just to wrap that segment up.
You said you had something that you wanted to bring up before we started this filming of the podcast. What on earth could that be?
So I have talked to you about this before, but basically I posted a video. I don't know how long ago now, probably like, it was this month, 2 weeks ago maybe, and it was of me, my friend Kelsey, and my friend Ben. Mm-hmm. Now, we're all theatre kids.
Say a little bit for you.
Yes.
I'd like
we're
that
all theatre kids. And so it was my friend Luke's birthday, and we were all there at a party, and it was just like, we said, what's the dress code? And he was like, just disco. So I've got two things I want to say about this.
Okay, yeah.
The first thing is I was wearing, well, go to my page to see what I was wearing, because I don't really want to describe it. And it's also quite hard to describe.
Tube top.
Yeah. And jeans.
But difficult.
Yeah. But, like, if you want to actually see what it looked like, then you can go to my Instagram or TikTok.
It was what we on the handle. Handle.
Tilly's here too on TikTok and _ Tilly Mills on Instagram, because I know it better than Tilly does. That's the only reason I did it and she didn't.
Well, you were also about to stop talking.
I was, only because we unboxed it, didn't we?
Yes.
On that video. That was the same top. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, people in the comments, so I was that dance and then I did another dance with my friend Ella May, and people were like, oh, I wonder what Max and Harvey think of this outfit. Oh, I'm sure Max and Harvey weren't happy with this outfit. I don't care.
Oh!
Like, you guys act like they're actually my dad. Like, no offense, I don't really care.
A lot of people are very supportive as well, though, to be fair. I can imagine, because I never saw any of these comments. I mean, I don't really surf
your
comment
section. Instagram.
Oh, true. Yeah, because you don't have any comments on TikTok. But I don't really look through your comments ever. I have no reason to. So I wouldn't have seen any of this. But was it like a couple or like a lot that said this? Or
it was only a couple, but I was just like, there was quite a few going, yeah, I want to get their reaction or reaction video. Like, it's not that interesting. They're just like, yeah, cool.
But what again, you? Like, you see when we post like the video where we were ranking your prom dresses, people love seeing what we think about that. And I think there's always going to be that intrigue of whether or not we're like defensive about it. Or
also, I've certainly seen enough of your Instagram. You don't overstep any boundaries as a 13-year-old. You're not, you know, showing too much skin or whatever. Trust me, you'd know if you were.
Because
I hated that sentence as well.
I'd tell you, I'd be like, Tilly, time to put some goddamn clothes on.
I hate that as well.
Wrap
I'm
you up.
Sorry.
Like a
you don't want to be told what to do.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like, I don't even like thinking about that. Like, could you imagine if I had to have my brother tell me that I didn't have enough clothes?
I think that's really cringe as like, well, actually. Like, I'm almost not too awkward to say it, because I don't think I could not say anything to you.
Yeah.
But like, it would just be like uncomfortable that I had to say it almost.
I will tell you if you don't have enough clothes on. I will say. He won't because he's too awkward.
The thing is, Leo would as well, but Leo would do it in the most weird way Leo would actually be annoying about it.
Yeah. I would say
it. I think she's more accurate. He'd do it in a really sort of weird way where he's like, I don't know.
Even the other day.
Like he's trying to sell her a watch.
even the other day when I had that outfit on, he was like, where are you going? And I was like, to a party.
He's so uncomfortable, isn't he?
The thing is, Mum and Dad were both sat in the room and they were like, oh, nice. And he was like, so where are you going?
He'll do it in the best way as well. He'll like stand at the end of the hall in the darkness and you'll just hear his voice and be like, who the fuck is that in my house? Oh, yeah, my brother.
He was like, what's the outfit? And I was like, so would you like me to run you through where I got it from or just what it is or what do you want to know?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what's the dress code? And I was like, disco. Would you like to come?
where's your afro? Where's your rainbow leotard? I don't know. What do they do in the...
like that disco.
Luckily for you, I am very matter of fact. I do not really ever beat around the bush when it comes to telling
people things. I would say
it's lucky because unlike, you know, how Leo would approach it or other people would approach it, it would probably bring more...
I don't think anyone approaches it how Leo approaches it.
Yeah, no. it would probably bring more doubt into your mind about it and not good doubt either. Whereas with me saying it, it's like you might just go, bad doubt. Actually, he's kind of right. Or you could just go... Yeah. No, I disagree. And at that point, who am I to say?
She's going to start rebelling and it's going to be your fault.
No, because I'm not going to make you do anything. I'll tell you what I think. You then act on what I tell you. I'm not going to make you do stuff.
She'll just
stop coming to you for your opinion. The second she stops liking your opinion.
Well, I suppose, yeah. But I've done all right so far, I think.
I don't know.
Better than Mum.
That's, well, possible. But actually, no, I would argue that our Mum is very, very good at making sure we don't like stop telling her things because she knows when she's starting to overstep boundaries, I think. And like, would you disagree?
I'm confused.
I'm a bit confused.
So like if there's something that she feels like she wants to know about, like whether we're going somewhere or we're doing something or whatever, she won't push it because she knows that we'll hide more from her. If we feel like our personal space is being invaded.
Anything. What does she ask you?
Well,
guys?
You're still at an age where she knows what you're doing. Yeah.
With us.
She's gotten a lot better now at just being at peace with not having to know everything, but then giving us the opportunity to give her information where we see fit.
We'd go out with mates and she'd want to know the mums' names of the mates. Yeah. And we'd be like, Mum,
and get their mums' phone numbers. Yeah, and I'm that's insane.
That was when we were your age, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're lucky.
I mean, she probably just already has all of her mate's mum's phone numbers because she just goes and gets them herself nowadays rather than trying to get them through us. We were talking about Leo earlier and just on the subject of brothers, we got this comment and I want to do this every now and again. I did it a couple of episodes ago where we just explained something that people may not know. That's obvious to us, but maybe not obvious to new viewers. Because Elena Panagou asked, isn't Dobby your brother, in all caps?
Yes, he is.
And to answer that truthfully, no, he is not.
Yes.
He's adopted.
He is.
He is here, genuinely, more than our actual brother is, because our actual brother goes to boarding school.
Dobby is our actual brother.
Harsh. That is harsh.
But true.
Only because you've sort of had the ability to grow a distaste for Leo over the years that you possibly couldn't for Dobby, both because he wouldn't cross any boundaries and also you wouldn't. Whereas Leo has no care.
To be fair, he does lie to me a lot nowadays.
Hey, Dobby.
What have you lied about?
What are you lying about, Dobby?
Whenever you two used to lie, I'd go to him and now I don't know if I can trust him.
Oh, damn. You've lost Tilly's trust.
Dobby just likes messing with everyone though, so it's not a personal thing. He's just a menace within himself.
I just used to be able to trust him.
Well, we all are, Dob. We can't get away from that, I'm afraid.
By the way, Dobby, I didn't finish what I was saying.
Yeah, you had a second point, I think. Let's go.
Well, I kind of moved on. Basically, I was talking about the TikTok of me, Ben and Kelsey.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
We're back.
Well, because we moved so far on.
Yeah, we got there.
So because everyone in the comments was like, what do you mean the boys in your year aren't it? Blah, blah, blah. And everyone's saying that. And then literally one person went, he's so handsome. And I kind of threw up in my own mouth.
Everyone's obsessing over Ben.
I was like talking to Ben about it. And I was like, I think I might have to say something about it. Because one, Ben is in year 10. Two, he's my very good friend who I've known for 3 years now.
You're year 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's year 10.
Right. Okay.
Did I not say that? Did I say he's
No, you 10? Did. You did. It was just, I was trying to remember which year you were in.
Yeah, and I was like, because I didn't want to have to reply to, because there weren't a lot of comments about it, but quite a few people were like, what do you mean the boys in your year aren't it? Like, blah, 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 blah. Well, and he doesn't even go to my school either.
He's not in your year, so exactly. I guess
that's, that so I just thought I would say something about it because I didn't want to reply to all the comments. And I also thought it would bring peace to Ben and I just to say something.
Well, go, Ben.
Yeah.
You made that sound at the end, by the way, like you and Ben are in a relationship.
We're not.
Which I'm very aware that you're not.
We're not.
Yeah,
we're besties.
That'd have been funny if you were.
Ben's my bestie. Do you get it? BB. Bestie Ben.
That did not even remotely occur to me because I'm a 22-year-old man.
Yep, same.
I don't know if I would call you a man.
Thanks, man. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Baby...
Nah, pause. You fucking nailed that, bro.
All right. Yeah, it was very entertaining.
Carry on.
We can leave that in if you want. Clap for Tilly.
I'm really confused.
Even Dobby's clapping.
It was a good story.
Oh,
great
thanks.
Story. Great telling. Didn't linger on anything. Didn't make us want to kill ourselves.
Perfect.
Everything was perfect. I think that last bit was just for me. But yeah, sorry, I'm going to do the comment shout out now because each week we do a shout out for someone in the comments. So feel free to leave a comment and like. If you're going to leave a comment, like the video as well.
While you're there, you might as well subscribe.
And you might as well subscribe. I'm going to do two because one of them's a question and then the other one's just nice. So the first one is to Baby Girlism. Who says, I love the podcast so much and I have a question for Tilly. What's your ideal type of partner? I bet her standards are pretty high with Max and Harvey as her brother. Now, I know you've answered this before. Yeah, her brothers. Sorry, I didn't even realize that. But you've kind of answered this before, but time changes things. You might have developed a bit more of an idea of what you'd like in a partner, whether it be a colour of eyes even, or like a type of thing that they're into.
I feel like colour of eyes doesn't really, and colour of hair doesn't really matter, but like the look of the hair does.
Okay, so what kind of style of hair are we going for?
Scruffy, neat, long, short,
like in between your guys's.
Interesting. Okay, so like not longer than his but sort of more kempt.
Yeah, and like not the same hair. You guys have the same haircut, but just one's longer and one's shorter.
Yeah, I guess technically.
I need to get mine buzzed again. To be fair,
I'm getting mine cut tomorrow.
You got yours cut the other day. I swear
it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But yeah, so okay, the hair we have a rough idea of. What would you say in terms of like their future aspirations? You'd want? Would you want someone with a similar career to you, or something just completely different?
Probably similar.
I would maybe argue that in some ways completely different would be better, only if it's like still something that you could work with location well, if that makes sense.
Like similar but not the exact same.
Yeah. So like in entertainment.
Yeah.
And what's
maybe like singer or something.
You would want to go out with a singer.
I wouldn't really want an actor because like they do like kissing scenes and stuff.
Interesting that you bring that up. So that you'd struggle with that?
Like I wouldn't struggle with it, but I'd just be a bit like,
it's reasonable, there's nothing wrong with that.
And like, but like when you say struggle, it seems like I'd be like in a room crying. That
no but like, I no, but like struggle as
I
in just like it would make you
uncomfortable,
yeah, uncomfy, like, which you never want to feel with your partner who you care about. You don't want to suddenly go, oh,
I'd also want them to be taller than me, just putting it out there.
That's
now.
Fair enough. And you've set a little bit of a high bar, but I'm sure you'll be all right.
Well, you're now like 5'2".
5'1".
No, that's not too bad, actually.
Pretty small.
Schmoll. but I can quite easily see you having someone taller than you, that not being a problem. Anything else? Like...
not big feet.
Strange request.
What?
Like size 9, size 10.
Why does that matter?
Why does that matter?
Because I trip over your guys' shoes every day.
Oh, fair enough.
And that's going to... be like a deciding factor?
No, but I'm just saying, in an ideal world, like a size 8 or 9.
I don't think I've
10.
Ever heard someone say, I don't want to partner with big feet. for a plethora of reasons, but we'll move on. So other than that, you got the job, sort of. You got the look, sort of. Is there anything else we're missing in terms of like a type of a partner that you'd want?
Loyal.
Loyal, of course.
Yeah, funny. Not funny, I don't
funny
want
is
them.
A good shout.
What about like time available? Because obviously everyone ideally wants someone to have all the time in the world for them. But
I wouldn't be bothered if I didn't get to see them every day.
Okay. So you don't need someone there all the time, every single second of the day, like just watching you.
No.
That's good. I agree with that. So would you be then the same the other way around, or would you sort of make more of an effort to
whatever
see the person?
Want, I guess.
So you're just laid back, chilled, don't care. Would you be bothered if they like left you on, not read, but left your text for like a couple of hours and...
It like when you say a couple of hours, like 2 or 3 hours, but then when it gets to like 5-6 hours, I'd be a bit like, come on, mate.
Okay, so you've got a limit on
who
that.
Else is better to be talking to?
Damn straight. She got stand. Wake up.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I saw him dozing off and I'm like, you're not leaving.
Sorry.
You're not done.
Today is hitting me. I've done a lot of driving.
Yeah. But I'm still here, all right? Yeah. And I'm still kicking.
No, I contributed. I said something.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good. We've got your ideal partner, fellas. I've seen some people actually trying to pitch a relationship with Tilly in the comment sections of our videos. It's slightly terrifying.
Also, they just have a nice looking face. I'm sorry, I have to put it out there now.
Game's a game. You got to set your standards.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Symmetrical
and also
or
nice
just
teeth.
Nice teeth. Yeah.
No, honestly. That's my most important. Is
we've
nice
probably
teeth.
Said this before.
Yeah.
I don't know why I forgot about that one, but definitely nice teeth.
Okay, well, I'm glad we answered that to the fullest extent. Now, the other comments shout out is to, I guess, a fan of Piastri, unless it's a coincidence. Piastri, is his number 81? Yeah, so this is a Piastri fan. Hey guys, don't have a question here, but I just wanted to say that you guys have actually helped me get through one of the toughest times in my life, and that was when I had a lung infection and needed to stay in the hospital. Your podcast episodes kept me thriving and optimistic during those times. I'm doing all right now, and I hope you guys know that you're helping a lot of people stay happy as well. And that, can I tell you, means a god-awful lot to us.
Oh, yeah.
I know we talked about earlier, obviously, doing this podcast for us, because at the end of the day, everyone does everything for themselves in some way or another. But the fact that we're able to help other people whilst doing a self-serving thing is just like unbelievably gratifying and like a nice thing to be told. And we do see a lot of nice messages from you guys, a lot.
You know, there's a lot of really good content on YouTube.
Yeah, we're amazed that you guys picked us.
Thanks.
And honored that you picked us, because there is so much going on in the world. And the fact that you've chosen to spend your time with us is also just this insane honor. And we said earlier, Max and I have been doing this for 9 years now. And so has Tilly, sort of, in weird ways. Yeah. She was barely conscious for the first couple of years, but now she's doing all right. But again, like
I'm more conscious than you.
We still, to this day, do not take for granted the fact that like it's mental that people care this much about us and spend this much time viewing our nonsense that we just, you know, put up on the internet because we find it entertaining. And yeah, just thank you, I guess, to all of you guys. This is a very nice way to wrap up the episode.
Stop crying.
I'm working on it. It's coming. And no, but we just, not to make it weird or anything, but we do appreciate it. And I get a bit weird when I'm talking about stuff like this, because it actually means a lot to me, and I don't want
to
sort of sound like I'm in presenter mode.
Yeah,
I don't want to sound like I'm in presenter mode trying to say
have emotions.
I'm a sociopath. I can't function.
Who do you think was more emotional between the two of you
about what, just life?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I asked Mum this and she said you.
Doesn't matter what Mum said.
In what way though?
But it kind of does, because she's got an outlook on our entire lives.
Yeah, she probably knows us better than most people.
But you only used to cry when you had migraines.
Yeah,
that's all I remember you crying.
No, it's not about crying though, it's about
emotional availability.
It's just overall.
I think
there is a level to being emotional that also would mean like I feel guilt more than he possibly would, and that is an emotional thing, because I if I see someone that's like struggling or not necessarily an underdog, but like just needs help, I'm probably more likely to be like, okay, I hate this. This needs to stop. Whereas he'll just be like,
kick him.
He's going, oh, well, game's the game. Possibly also because like I sort of lucked out when I was younger, especially, and just switched off to everything. So nothing bothered me. Whereas you maybe might feel a little bit more like, not hard done by, but like that's life. I think maybe that's your outlook more. It's like, that's life. Oh, well, shit happens.
Do you ever think that Max is like, is crazy? Because we all say Leo's the middle child, but so is Max.
Max is definitely a middle child. 100%.
Max
has the biggest middle child syndrome.
I never have it in anyone. My head as Max is the middle child.
In fact,
child,
do you want me to read something?
until I was like 5 or 6, I never knew which one of you was older.
I can't be the middle child because I'm better than you at everything.
Yeah, yeah. Let me read you something that I put on my subscriber story yesterday because I found it really funny. Where was it? Sorry. Fill time while I try and find this.
Well, do you enjoy being the middle child? Because you are.
Oh, okay. I got this. Thanks, guys. You did a fucking great job of that.
I tried and he didn't answer my question.
So someone asked me the question.
I tried.
Someone asked me the question. Any clue why Max hates Tilly all of a sudden? Right?
Thank you.
I said, they're basically the same person emotionally and academically. They're bound to clash eventually. And then I said, also, yes, I believe Max is on the same emotional and academic level as a 13-year-old girl. You spend 22 years with him and tell me I'm wrong. So,
hey, I'm big enough to shrug that one off.
He's a big boy.
I will let you have that one. I'm gonna be real, I'm too
and
tired.
On that note, thank you so much for watching the podcast.
Please, I should have said more.
Like and subscribe, and we will give you 5 seconds to decide whether or not you want to watch this video that's gonna pop up on the screen now, and we're gonna do a little dance for you while it happens.
4, 3.
Ah! Oh my god.